Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. It is week 11, day one of us going through Dr. Susan Lawton's Positive Peaceful Growth Calendar together. I think I need a little bit of water. Caleb, can you please get me some? Anyway, if you've been following us, you know that we are doing an affirmation every single day, Monday through Friday, and are doing an affirmation for the week and the day. And the affirmation for the week is, I am reigniting my creativity. And I love that. As I'm filming this, this is the week before Thanksgiving, and I'm drinking out of a Christmas cup. Anyway, this is the week before Thanksgiving. And so we have so many different ways that we can create when it comes to Thanksgiving, when it comes to Christmas, when it comes to Hanukkah, when it comes to whatever holidays you are celebrating now, whatever family celebrations you're having at this time of year, friends celebrations, sacred devotions that you're having at this time of year. We just have this amazing opportunity to create at this time of year what we want to be happening in our lives and in our environment. We also have, it's almost the end of the year, and so we have just a little bit of time left this year to create the things that we wanted to create this year. And then we get to play around with all the things that we want to create in 2020. So I already have my motto for 2020, we're going to have perfect vision, right? The vision of 2020 is going to be perfect. Anyway, do you have mottos for the years? I didn't really have a motto for 2019. I have like doing mottos for the year. So I'm going to use my creativity, for how I want to create the holidays, what I want to create still in 2019, and what I want to create in 2020. Where are you excited when it comes to creativity? How do you want to reignite your creativity? So as you're thinking about how you want to reignite your creativity, you might want to just delve a little bit into the past and saying, where has my joy been in creating in the past? Like, maybe you loved creating dances. Maybe you loved creating songs. Maybe you loved creating a beautiful environment. Like, you loved painting the walls and figuring out all the perfect furniture and the different decorating items to come into your home. Maybe you loved creating relationships, right? With family members or new friends. Maybe you loved creating something new, a new product that you offered to the world. Whatever it is, wherever your passion lay in the past in your creativity, it might be a key on where you might have a lot of joy in creating in the future. So we're just thinking about reigniting our creativity for the whole entire week. And you know that Dr. Susan Lawton always gives us a song to kind of go along with our theme for the week. This week she gives us Beat It by Michael Jackson. So I definitely had heard that song. Like, I'm a child of the 80s, right? And so, or a teen in the 80s. And so that was, Beat It played at so many of our school dances. But I'm like, how does that relate to creativity? So I had to go on and put on that song and listen to it, and even with the lyrics for a while. And I'm like, okay, that's a really upbeat song. So I can see why a person might create use that song when it comes to creativity. Because when you are being creative, you actually have a lot, you generate a lot of energy, when you're trying to be creative. And that is a very high energy song. That song didn't really resonate with me when it comes to reigniting my creativity. So I'm going to need your help on this. If you think of, if you have some of your favorite creativity songs, please, please post them in the comments, and I will be looking up some throughout the week. But the song that instantly came to my mind, that my heart super resonates with, is that song, Inch by Inch, Row by Row, We're Gonna Make Our Garden Grow. I think it's actually, I'm Gonna Make My Garden Grow. And it's by Peter Palomary, and it's also by Pete Seeger. You can, it's also by John Denver. Lots of different artists have sang it because it is such a fun song. It's more of a peaceful song. And it kind of goes like this. It goes, inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All I need is a spade and a hoe and a lot of sunshine and rain. I don't know. Anyway, but it's a super, super fun song that kind of just shows that, you know, gardens don't grow in a minute. You can't grow as much as we would like to. You can't plant a cucumber seed or a watermelon seed and have it grow in a minute. It takes a lot of care and attention, and it takes a lot of time. It really just takes a lot of time. And watering and nurturing. And I think that that's how our projects are. Like, they take, nothing happens instantaneously. Nothing amazing happens instantaneously. Okay, maybe some things happen instantaneously, but not very many. And so we actually have to love on our projects, ponder our projects, ponder more how to nurture our projects, actually do their nurturing work of our projects. And it takes a lot of time for our projects to come into reality. So that's the song that I'm super, super connecting with when it comes to reigniting our creativity. But again, if there's a song that you love when it talks to creativity, definitely put it in the comments. Okay, so the affirmation for the whole entire week is I am reigniting my creativity. And it might just say, hey, why not put that on your phone? Keep whatever picture you like on your phone screen, but maybe just add those words. I am reigniting my creativity. It's super easy to add words to pictures in Canva. So if you've never used Canva, I am definitely not a techie person. And even I can use Canva. It's super, super easy. So I'm just recommending that to you if you want to put it on your phone screen, if you want to put it on your, you know, on a sticky tab on your mirror, just reminding yourself that you are reigniting your creativity all week long. Okay, so the affirmation for the day is, I am peaceful with my visions. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, okay, how can I be peaceful with my visions? When I think that when your inspirations and your things that you want to do, when they come from God, Caleb, can you stop the dishwasher really quick? I just really quick started the dishwasher and I'm thinking, oh my, that is creating a whole lot of noise. So I'm just going to have him stop it really quick. Anyway, so when your inspirations or your visions come from God, there is an incredible sense of peace. Even if it looks like it's going to be hard or difficult or even scary sometimes, there is still an incredible sense of peace when we're doing the visions that we get from God. So last week I went and I saw Harriet with my husband for our date. And she's talking to one of her friends about how she is going to go back and rescue some more family and friends and get them out of slavery. And he's like, no, Harriet, you can't go right now. And she is too dangerous. And she's like, God is sending dream after dream after dream to me, telling me I need to go. I'm going. Okay. She was a incredibly spiritual person, and she very definitely connected with God. And she saw the vision that he was kind of putting toward her, the mission that he had for her, and she trusted it. And it gave her a lot of peace. And was she scared sometimes? Oh, who wouldn't be scared in the situations she faced? Was it a hardship? Absolutely. It was a hardship walking all those miles, wading rivers, trying to not be caught, going through dangerous situations. Absolutely was a hardship, but it gave her this amazing peace to be doing what God wanted. So that's the first thing that I think that can help us be peaceful with our visions, is if we're connecting with the vision that God has for us. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about being peaceful with our visions for today, my little tip on being peaceful with our visions, is if there's something that we feel called to do, like if we have an idea that we in our hearts we want to run with, or we have an idea that we feel like came from God that we want to run with, and if we don't run with that, if we don't do it, if we put it off, if we could try to run away like Jonah tried to run away with a duty that God gave him, we don't feel peaceful. So if there's something in your life that you don't feel peaceful about, you might just look at that very, very, you know, take the time to meditate on that. Take the time to dive deep and see, why don't I feel peaceful with that point in my life? And what do I need to do to change? Because we want to be peaceful with our visions. And part of that, I really do think, means doing the things that we feel called to do. Okay, so that's the affirmation for the day, the affirmation for this week. And we've already talked about music. And so the other thing that we always do, Dr. Susan Lyon gives us this amazing diffuser blend to diffuse. And this week, it's going to be 2 drops of patchouli, which is the oil of physicality. So if you're a child who grew up and you kind of knew the 60s and 70s, patchouli was definitely an oil that a lot of the, I'm just going to say the hippie generation, people loved to wear. And it definitely connects you with your body. It helps get rid of body shame, and which is super amazing at this time of year, because I think that society can throw onto us a whole lot of body shame. No matter how fit we are, no matter how beautiful we are, society can throw onto us a whole lot of body shame. And patchouli is an oil that smells amazing. Well, people either really, really like patchouli or they really, really don't. You're just going to have to diffuse patchouli and see what you feel about that. But anyway, it can help with helping us love our bodies more. Okay, and then sandalwood. So 2 drops of patchouli, 2 drops of sandalwood. Now, sandalwood is the oil of sacred devotion. And so it's an oil that has been used for millennia when people are meditating, when people are praying. And so why not give it a try? Why not put it on and see if it doesn't help you turn your thoughts more to God? If it doesn't help you turn your thoughts more to the what is actually the most important things in your life. Okay, and then we have the oil, 2 drops of clary sage, which is the oil of clarity and vision. So all of these, the patchouli, the oil of physicality, the sandalwood, the oil of sacred devotion, the clary sage, the oil of clarity and vision, all of these are perfect oils to be putting on at this time when we're talking about reigniting our creativity and being peaceful with our visions. I also wanted to let you know that those oils, the clary sage, the sandalwood, the patchouli, are super calming oils, super calming oils. So this is going to be a wonderful diffuser blend to diffuse this week, where there might be a lot of busyness, a lot of hecticness going on. Okay. So just letting you know that on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, definitely tune in, because we are going to be going through, diving deep into patchouli on Tuesday, sandalwood on Wednesday, and clary sage on Clary Sage on Thursday on what they do for us emotionally. And then Friday, we're going to definitely hit what all of those three essential oils do for us physically. So definitely tune in for the rest of the week. I love chatting with you. Can't wait to hear your comments. This is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, Living the Wholesome Life. And I know that you have the power in you to reignite your creativity and make today and this week an amazing week. Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.